I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash. We're building bridges.
Now, following the ruling of ethnocide against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by the International Court of Justice, the people came by the tens of thousands to cuff the war criminal, as Benjamin Netanyahu had the gall, upon invitation by the Republican members of Congress, to address our legislature, albeit with protests inside the chamber, boycotts of dozens of legislators, and with the masses of protesters who came to serve an arrest warrant on the war criminal, Benjamin Netanyahu, and tell the Congress and the president, no more genocide in our name. You've crossed the people's red line, and we won't take it and will not be deterred. Grab your signs and join the historic protest featuring major union leaders from the Postal Union and the United Auto Workers to say, no more genocide in our name, not another dollar, not another nickel, no more money for Israel's crimes.
Free, free Palestine!
There are thousands of people who are lining Pennsylvania Avenue to say no to the war criminal Benjamin. We can see the sea of humanity that has come here to stand with the Palestinians today. We will not be silent in the face of a genocide.
Previously, I told you there were four intersections that were been blockaded by the people for Palestine. Now it's five. Pennsylvania in 9th, Independence in 14th, North Carolina and Pennsylvania Southeast, Independence in 4th, and Union Station have all been claimed by the people.
Thank you.
I'm sure many of you saw an amazing thing that happened this week. Seven of the most significant unions in this country sent a letter to the White House demanding an immediate halt to all military aid to Israel. The Association of Flight Attendants, the American Postal Workers Union, the International Union of Painters, the National Education Association, Service Employees International Union, the United Auto Workers, and the United Electrical Workers. Workers of the world unite!
Workers of the world unite!
Palestine is our fight!
Palestine is our fight!
Now I want you to give a warm welcome to the President of the American Postal Workers Union, Mark Diamondstein, and Brandon Mancia from the UAW.
Union solidarity greetings, fighters for justice. In the spirit of working class solidarity and justice, the American Postal Workers Union, AFL-CIO, stands with humanity and the suffering people, workers and unions of Gaza, and calling for a long overdue ceasefire and massive humanitarian aid to the 2.3 million people of Gaza, walled in, displaced, homeless, bombed, killed, injured, diseased, and starving behind the war crimes of the Netanyahu Israeli government, fully backed by U.S. military aid. Just last week in our convention, we voted, quote, we called on the U.S. government to halt all military aid to the Israeli government and to stop using our tax dollars for more war, end of quote. The billionaire class and corporations never pay their fair share of taxes, if at all. But workers do. And our tax dollars should never be used to bomb, maim, and kill innocent children, women, and men of Gaza, nor to enrich the U.S. military-industrial complex. It is shameful that Netanyahu, already charged with genocide and war crimes by the International Court of Justice, and with the blood of tens of thousands of children on his hands, has been invited by both the Democratic and Republican leadership to address Congress. This is but another bipartisan green light, along with billions more of military aid, to continue the carnage and brutality, and is increasing the very real danger of a wider war. The American Postal Workers Union is proud to have joined with other national unions, including the United Auto Workers, United Electrical Workers, the Association of Flight Attendants, the National Nurses Union, International Union of Painters, and the National Education Association in the National Labor Network for a ceasefire. We stand with the vast majority of the people of our country and the world who support a ceasefire, humanitarian aid, peace, and freedom. As the main financial backer of the Israeli military machine, the White House has the leverage to stop the massacre. And it is a falsehood that criticizing the government of Israel and our own somehow equates to being anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish. Let us carry on with ever more urgency, increasing the pressure to compel our government to save lives by refusing to supply another bomb. It's great to be here standing shoulder to shoulder with all of you. Solidarity forever.
Who's got the power?
We got the power!
What kind of power?
Union power!
I want to thank Mark Demenstein and the postal workers for their leadership on calling for an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Without the leadership of the postal workers and Mark and the UE and so many other unions, unions such as ours, the International UAW, would not be here today. We also would not be here today if it wasn't for the work of so many people behind me, the rank and file workers of our union. Why is a ceasefire and an end to arms shipments to Israel a labor issue? Because auto workers in Dearborn, Michigan have been personally affected by this issue and have demanded that their union and their government stop funding a genocide. Because academic workers all across the country and countless campuses in almost every state of this country have been protesting for their literal right of free speech to call on their universities to divest and to be held accountable. Our members were part of that movement. They will continue to be part of that movement. We are also here because public defenders, UAW members in New York City, have been targeted by our government for calling for a ceasefire. So don't tell me this isn't a labor issue when our very own government is coming after labor unions for standing with the people of Palestine. Labor unions are one of the only democratic institutions we've got in this country. We hold our government, we hold our nation accountable. We hold the billionaires and the millionaires accountable. So if we want to continue building power for working people, if we want to continue to have pro-labor administrations, we call on our government and anyone vying for office to stand for a ceasefire now. Solidarity forever, everyone. The labor movement stands with you.
Thank you all. Give it one more time for our wonderful comrades and allies in the labor movement. So an update on the blockades. As the police move in, like water, our comrades leave and reassemble somewhere else. Wherever the motorcade goes, the people are there to stop it. Wherever it turns, our people are there to face it. No matter where you go, BB, the people are in your face. When you sleep, we're in your head. We're in your nightmares.
The people united will never be defeated.
This energy is exactly why they spent tens of millions of dollars on police from New York. Because of this energy right here and the unity you show. Let's keep the energy up.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Long live Palestine.
Long live Palestine.
I just want to remind you, I also want to remind everyone in the press, and I hope you take this down if you're writing, from mainstream media that the voices you hear on this stage and the people who you see on this street that is stretching back blocks and blocks represent the majority of the people of the United States. Not only do nearly 70% of people support an immediate ceasefire, but even a majority of Republicans want a permanent ceasefire. We represent the people.
We're getting reports about the police not knowing what to do with these moving blockades. They're tripping over each other. They're running into each other. They're giving each other mixed messages. New York's finest what? DC's finest what? Tens of millions for what? The people will always win. Next, for a speaker from Harriet's Wildest Dreams, Nene Taylor, a DC native, and one of the PYM chapter here's closest allies who have been with us every step of the way. But when the students were brutalized by the police, they were early in the hours of the morning, they were the first ones on the scene. So please, with everything you have, let's welcome Nene Taylor to the stage.
Under my feet, under my feet, yes, under my feet. Ain't gonna let no sister walk all over me. As I say, my name is Nene Taylor. I'm the executive director of Harriet's Wildest Dreams, a black-led organization right here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to my city. I want to shed light on two pressing issues that demand unresisting actions: an ongoing genocide in Palestine and the systematic police violence that's happening to black people in America. These two distinct issues are deeply interconnected and reflected at a broader pattern of injustice and oppression that plagues our world. In Palestine, we are witnessing an inhumanitarian unfolding right in front of our eyes. For decades, Palestine people have suffered under the brutal occupation of apartheid policies of the Israel government. The relentless violence, displacement, and discrimination faced by Palestinians constitute a clear case of genocide. At the same time, right here in America, we are confronted with another form of injustice: systematic police. Our black communities continue to bear in front of police brutality and discrimination. The killing of unarmed black individuals like Sonya Macy. Say her name! Say her name! She was shot in the face while in her home calling for help for the police. Right now, Harriet's Wildest Dreams is fighting for justice for Delano Martin, Lazarus Wilson, Troy Bullock, Melvin Jane, Jeffrey Price, Kevin Hargrave, Arthur Porter, Nationally, Kareem Gaines. Yo, too many to name. Too many to name. Say their names. The same militarized tactics and technologies used to oppress the Palestinian people are often deployed against us, marginalized community. You see it today. You see it today. The system that was never built for us or structured for us to keep us safe needs to be dismantled. The exchange of tactics and technology between the Israeli military and American law enforcement further entrenches the cycles of violence and oppression. We must demand accountability for human rights violations both in Palestine and in America. The fight for justice and equality knows no borders. We must join hands across continents and oceans to challenge the system of oppression that perpetrates violence and suffering. Together, We can work towards a world where every individual, whether in D.C., Palestine, Congo, Sudan, or America, can live with freedom from fear and discrimination. We stand in solidarity with our Palestinian comrades and ask them to arrest that war criminal. I charge everyone that's all here today to continue to rise up and fight back. We're not free until all of us are free.
One more time for Harriet's wildest dreams, everybody.
Yeah, that's great.
They did give me a request. They want me to announce to you all, go to ceasefiresong.com.
Our next speaker is a special guest. She joined us on the front lines from day one of this genocide. She is a mother, an actress, and an activist. Give it up for Susan Sarandon.
We are here today to reject the normalization of genocide. In 290 days, the death toll surpasses 39,000, and according to Lancet, will reach as much as 186,000 deaths, 90,000 injured, 10,300 women killed, 15,700 children killed. This is not normal. Over 152 journalists killed and healthcare doctors, 570. 676 injured. Never before have so many journalists been killed. In all the wars put together, 182. This is not normal. Damaged schools, 476. Mosques, 700. Churches, 3. Completely destroyed homes, 153,750. UN staff, 366. Killed at with their families. And we can say that this is a minimum terms of approximation because of all the deaths due to starvation. Bodies still under rubble, bodies completely vaporized. So these are just low estimates. I would now like for all of you to join me in a message to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. We see you. We hear you.
We hear you.
And we will raise your voices.
Raise your voices.
No one is free until everyone is free.
No one is free until everyone is free.
Liberation of Palestine.
One more time for Susan Sarandon. I've just got word that they've moved to another intersection that's currently being blocked off on 10th Street. It's gonna keep going. It's gonna keep going like we keep going.
Shut it down! Shut it down!
Shut the whole city down!
Shut it down! Shut it down!
Give another warm welcome to Imam Suhaib Webb from Center DC.
Assalamu alaikum.
Since October 7th, but for many of us well before, since the 1940s and even before that, I think if we were looking for a word to encapsulate how we feel, it would be boiling. We are boiling. And let's not forget what happened on July 6th when Sonia Massie was killed while she was boiling her water. And the reason I say that is that boiling has a benefit. It kills parasites. It fights disease. It removes filth. And in the name of her death, boil now! Boil at a genocidal maniac who's invited to give a speech in front of a country that claims to be committed to freedom and equality. Boil at student encampments.
Generation Z who inspired this country and now have been vilified, kicked out of school, doxed, had their future threatened because they stood for Palestine. They stood for which there is no moral challenge whatsoever. Boil for them. Boil for the carceral state that continues to imprison in the name of law and order large numbers of black folks and Latinos, where we see white folks get off. Boil! Do not let the death of our sister Sonia Massie be in vain. Carry the spirit of her boiling water wherever you go. Stand in the face of politicians who exhibit moral values, who parrot slogans, and let them know that boiling water cleans. That boiling water will not stay quiet. That boiling water may evaporate into the air only to fall back and grow fruit and seeds. Let them know that you boil in the name of righteousness and that you're on the right side of history. Free Palestine, Salaam alaikum.
Give it up one more time for Imam Saheb.
Just so you guys know, all the blockades that we've been talking about throughout the day, all sorts of people have been involved in them. One of the blockades was led by the students in the area, the same students who not weeks ago were dealt the heavy hand of police repression, both from the federal government and local authorities, when they brutalized them on George Washington's campus, speaking up against Palestine. So it is my deep honor and pleasure to introduce our next speaker, the DMV Students for Justice in Palestine Coalition. Please give it up for Noor.
Congress, Congress painted red. BB, you can't run away. The Intifada's here to stay. I'm speaking on behalf of the DMV Coalition for Students for Justice in Palestine. We are a union of SJP chapters across 8 DC, Maryland, and Virginia universities, organizing for the liberation of the Palestinian people and the land from the Zionist settler colonial occupation of Palestine. As anti-imperialist student organizers, we know that the neoliberal university is a fundament to the empire. Packaged as bubbles of intellectual freedom and critical dialogue, our universities in reality are designed to groom us into cogs of the imperial machine, with our academic programs systematically funneling us into jobs with weapons manufacturers, the federal government, banks, mainstream media outlets, and the US military. Shame! Shame! We are met with surveillance from the FBI, arbitrarily punished and dealt with kangaroo courts for our students' conduct hearings, and physical brutality from the state and university police department. Shame! All for speaking out about Palestine. Students at the George Washington University are experiencing the collusion between the university and the imperial state firsthand. From the brutal May 8th raid of the DMV SJP encampment to Foggy Bottom's request that student organizers maintain a stay away zone. They cannot step foot on their own campus. The actions of the state against our comrades has been dictated by the will of the university to protect its capitals and its interests and collusion with the Zionist regime. We call on our community to call out GW's racist and repressive administration. It is not lost on us that Bibi Netanyahu, an internationally wanted genocidal war criminal, can walk freely in our city, while our peers are banned by their university and our fascist government from their own neighborhoods for the very crime of calling out genocide. It is not lost on us that the same NYPD officers that have repeatedly brutalized our comrades at CUNY and Columbia are right here in DC now. Shame. It is not lost on us that the occupation army, which decapitates babies, trained the very cops which executed Sonia Massie in her own home. Shame. The past few months have sharpened the contradictions of the state and the neoliberal university.
Our universities and the state brand us as outside agitators in our own homes when we dare to oppose their material interests. They surveil, brutalize, and evict us to protect their capital while celebrating fascist mass murderers from Linda Thomas Greenfield, Lauren Bobbitt, to the whole of NATO, to Bibi Netanyahu behind us. Invoking the Palestinian revolutionary martyr Hassan Kanafani, it is our duty to strike and damage imperialism wherever it manifests, especially within our university. We call on all students, all people of conscience, to get organized in the collective struggle for liberation from the imperialist death machine. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Gaza!
You've been listening to the People's Red Line demonstration in the nation's capital. We came to arrest the war criminal Netanyahu and to say no more genocide in our name. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash, and we're building bridges.
Thanks for letting us in your home.